It's time now for another Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92, where we talk to people from the various medical facilities around our Q92 listening area to get an update on what's happening and talk about a variety of subjects. Today with us, we have the marketing director from Madison Healthcare Services, Andy Thole. And how you doing, Andy?
Good morning, Maynard. I'm doing great.
Hey, you've got some good news for us, a little update on the building project up
yes,
there.
Yes, we are building excitement here in Madison. We are about 4 months from completion on phase one of our renovation and remodel for our care center and our brand new assisted living. So 4 months from now, we're hoping to have our first residents from the care center moving into their new building. So if you do any driving around town here, you're going to see our big new building that's going up, and that's actually our care center that's going to be going in. That is phase one, so we're working on that project right now. The shingles are on, drywall is going in. We're looking at when this rain stops, we're hoping to get some siding up so that it really kind of closes up the outside. The windows are all in. It's really starting to look like a building now, which is kind of exciting.
Just by there yesterday, as a matter of fact, and kind of amazed at the progress being made. And I had a good fortune to get a little tour about a week or so ago. And they're coming right along.
They're coming right along. I think I even saw some of the parts of the bathrooms were being delivered. So we're really starting to look like a building.
And when that gets done, then, of course, phase two, I suppose they start on the assisted living.
We'll start phase two. After we move all those residents in, we'll have an actual little break in there for a few weeks, and then we'll start demolishing, and then we'll be building our brand new assisted living. We'll get that underground parking garage in for those residents and really kind of wrap up the whole project next year in 2022.
Okay. What else could you tell us about it?
Well, we just wanted to make sure that everybody realizes what we're actually building up there. So that first part that you're seeing right now, that's going to be our new care center. There'll be 56 beds, so we'll actually have 38 brand new rooms. That's what you're seeing that's built right now, and then we'll have 18 renovated rooms. We're looking for 3 brand new dining rooms in there, so it'll be a really nice space. Everybody will kind of have their own little household. We're working on some new plans with some consultants right now on improvements to our dining, improvements to our activities. You'll have a brand new nurse's station to protect patient privacy, so everything will be behind glass. The call light system is going to be improved. It should be a really nice facility all in all.
I know there's a little patio outside where people can sit out and enjoy the nice weather.
You'll see that looking right out onto 10th. And we've got a patio out there. We've got a screened-in porch. There'll be a nice big area for the residents to grow some vegetables, some flowers. We've got some raised garden beds going in. It should be a really nice area there. We're going to try and find some big umbrellas to try and keep some of the sun off so everybody's feeling comfortable out there.
And what really amazed me when I see this facility over there is, after just standing in the yard before it was built, I'm thinking there really doesn't look big enough.
It didn't look big enough when we started.
This kind of looks like a small little plot to put this, but it's pretty amazing what they've done with that.
Yes, and once you're inside it, it's really
That's
amazing.
Big.
Yes, it's really big. You'll look down each one of those corridors. We've got a centrally located nursing desk so that our staff can improve their response times to each of these rooms. But all the residents, they've got some nice little private areas in there, and they've got their own rooms with their own bathrooms and showers. So it's really home-like atmosphere for them. They really should feel like they're home inside their own little area. And then we've got those really fun common dining spaces, some pretty fireplaces are going in, cathedral ceilings. And then once we get into phase two, we'll add that town center area. So we'll be bringing in that bistro, and we're going to bring in a brand new chapel, a new salon, some really fun spaces for everybody.
Yeah, the bistro will be kind of nice. You can get up there if you want to have a cup of coffee or lunch with the residents or something. You don't have to impose upon the dining room to try to get a cup of coffee or something. You can just go in there and get it.
Yes, you'll be able to go kind of help yourself. It should be a real nice space. We've got a big garden area that'll be right off of there, so you'll be able to take somebody outside. You can go for a walk, so it should be a real fun space for everybody.
And some other amenities too, including a room if you have visitors from out of town, they need a place to stay for the night or something.
That'll come along later. And like I said, the brand new chapel, that'll be in phase two. But what you're seeing right now is that big care center addition. So that's our 38 brand new care center rooms. So we're really hoping to move those residents probably sometime in July or August.
Okay. And we should put in a plug for the major gifts committee too, Andy.
Yes.
Since I'm the chairman of the major gifts committee.
Maynard is the chairman of our major gifts committee. And we wanted to take just a minute here to thank some of our major contributors that have helped make this project happen so far. So
we do appreciate it.
Yes, we do appreciate them. We want to thank United Prairie Bank, Old National Bank, Dave and Vicki Amundsen family, Old National Bank, Lorraine Connor, Shara and Erling Oy, Rick and Sandy Oden, Gary and Jane Boris, Paul Holzamer, Eric and Brooks Bierke, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Maynard and Deb Meyer, Sally and Carmen Fernhals, Brandon and Courtney Allstead, Adam Conroy, Richard and Carol Borgerson, Jim and Denise Connor, John and Maria Nolte, Jean and Mary Kuzman, Tim and Margot Roth, Greg and Kay Thole, the MHS Auxiliary, Robert Schwindeman, Shirley Hansen, Scott and Jen Roth, and Cynthia Hughes. And there are many more donors that are coming in every day. And if you would like to be one of our contributors, we have a committee formed. Maynard is the chairman. He'd be willing and happy to help you.
Just stop by the radio station or give me a call. I have the information over here. What I don't know, I'll send you over to Andy and he can answer your questions.
And we'll answer your questions.
Right. And we'd be glad to, if you have a group or something, you'd like more information or a little program, we'd be glad to come over and talk to you.
Yep, or a tour, anything like that, we'd be love to help you out.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like the project's coming along very nicely.
Yes.
I'd be glad to hear that.
And, yes.
Again, we encourage people to drive by and take a look. If they haven't been over in that area, they'll be pretty amazed at what's going on.
Yes, it's pretty amazing out there, and we hope to, this summer, we'll do some open houses. We'll make sure that everybody gets to see the project when it's completed. So we hope to see everybody up there to come and take a look at it.
All right. How about COVID shots and all that? Can we cover that as long as
yes,
we're talking
Yes, we
here?
Can cover those COVID shots. If anybody 16 or older is looking for a COVID vaccine, if you want to give us a call at the clinic at 320-598-7551, we would be happy to help you. We have vaccine available. We've got appointments available. It's ready and waiting for you.
And that's, as you say, anyone 16 or over.
Yep, anyone 16 or over. And we actually right now will have all three approved versions. We have the Janssen version, we have the Pfizer version, and we have the Moderna version.
Okay. Well, I've had my two Moderna shots there, so I'm good for
Yes,
for
you
a while.
Are.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate the info, and another Wellness Wednesday in the books here. And again, if anybody has any questions on what's going on up there on the Hill at Madison Healthcare Services, they can get a hold of Andy Thole, the marketing man up there. What's your phone number there, Andy?
I just call the clinic line, and they'll connect you with me.
Okay, 755
7551.
7551.
Yep.
I got that memorized.
Yes.
I use a facility quite often lately. All right, thanks, Andy. That's our Wellness Wednesday program for today.